Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 24th, 2025 at a nice 6:28 p.m. Eastern following WWE Raw as they are on tour in Europe. Had a big Kentucky basketball win this weekend. Eat it, Tony Khan and the Illinois team. But by God, we're here right now to talk WWE Raw. I didn't think it was a good one. Spoiler alert, didn't think it was a good one. leave a thumbs up, subscribe, notifications, all that stuff. Drop a fruit emoji, super chats, humper chats. If you want to talk some trash about this show, if you want to praise something on this show, if you want to get your question or statement answered on this show, you see websites like Cultaholic. They did like 3 or 4 articles from our Q&A on FightfulSelect.com. Man, I'm just stumbling all over myself today. I'll just do the plugs at another time. I'll just do the plugs at another time, man. I'm just going to get to talking about this show and about WWE in general, but do get the super chats and humper chats in. That's how I know what you guys specifically want to talk about. But I'll tell you what I want to talk about. The natural disasters officially going into the WWE Hall of Fame. I am an earthquake and typhoon guy. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. That's when men were men. That's when haircuts were men. Bring back this haircut. Whenever I see a wrestler going bald and people are like, oh, go ahead and shave it. No, do this. This is when haircuts were men. And as I've mentioned in the past, when I was a little kid and I went to the grocery store and I saw somebody built like Earthquake, they had the balding thing up top, I believed they could fucking fight. That saved whatever man that was from an ass whooping from 6-year-old me while they were going through their produce. Probably the beef department, meat department, whatever that may be. But you know you believed it. When you saw somebody who looked like John Tenta, you were like, oh man, they could probably beat somebody up. Congrats to the natural disasters. Almost called them the national disasters. The natural disasters. Incredible professional wrestling characters. Well-deserved. A demolition were also discussed for this. All right, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats like our friend Amir did. He said, what are the plans for Ray Phoenix? As of now, FightfulSelect.com, which I will now plug, the best $6 a month or $64 a year in the business, reported last week. He is officially signed. He is planned for the SmackDown brand as of right now. I don't know if he'll be on WrestleMania, though. Don't know. But I saw somebody say, well, they wouldn't put vignettes out if he wasn't signed. Wrong. They did that with Shelton Benjamin in 2016, and then he got hurt. So it happens, man. It happens. But please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. That Q&A, I mean, my God, that Q&A supplements all the aggregation websites for days that follow. I saw stuff about MJF and Dynasty out there. Saw stuff about Vince McMahon still watching the show out there. The Tony Hinchcliffe stuff. My God, all kinds of stuff was out there regarding our Q&A that we do every single week. But let's talk about this show as well. Ryan says, The Rock showing up in London seems like that feud needs a slight boost. My question is, why hasn't Cody Rhodes beat the shit out of John Cena yet? Like, at what point do you whoop that dude's ass for what he did at Elimination Chamber? You can talk down to him and all that stuff, but why wouldn't Cody Rhodes just beat his ass? Lay the smackdown on him, all that good stuff. So John Cena did come out to kick off this show. We're not going to save it for the end of the program like last week. By the way, Fightful Select Espanol broke the Rey Fénix news. If you do speak Spanish, we have an Espanol Twitter as well. So John Cena comes out. He cuts the Demon Diva says that would require him to have some balls. My God. John Cena comes out and he kind of B-rabbits the crowd. He tells them what they're going to say. He tells them that they're predictable, that they've been an experiment to him. He even points out that last week, the wrestling world singled out a little child that was heartbroken over this. And he's like, I don't need to single you guys out. You're all terrible. All of you. And he's like, that's the point. Even the people that rode with me are terrible. Which I don't think he needed to go that route last week. I don't think that he needed to say, the people that supported me, you also did something wrong. I think, you know, just saying, even the people that supported me, you're still kind of sheep, so I don't like you either. Maybe a more dismissive element of it would work really, really well. But he cut a promo regarding the spinner belt, and I really loved this element of it, and I thought it was the highlight of the whole show. He said that he developed this spinner belt 20 years ago and people hated it. They called it a toy. They said that he was ruining like the sanctity and the importance and the prestige of the championship. Now, that being said, a lot of times when you hear, oh, WWE generic merchandise outsold everything, a lot of it's because of the title belts that get sold. You could very much argue that ever since those title belts have been sold to regular Joes like you and I, that they've been a toy because you didn't win them. So he could say that as well. He made that cool. Replica belts became far more prominent after that. But he said, you know what? I'm going to win that world championship. And I'm going to hold it until I retire, and then I'm going to take it home, and nobody's going to beat me for it. I'll be the last real champion, and anybody else that they crown champion will be holding a toy. Ooh, I thought that was really good. And if you don't understand the parallels here, well, it's very Ring of Honor, CM Punk, 2005-ish, where the world knew that CM Punk had signed a deal with WWE and he was leaving to go there. And he held the ROH title until he finally got beat for it to a much lesser extent. Like as ECW ADHD as it is,
the Dudley Boys upon the ECW on TNN deal starting. Everybody knew they were headed to the WWF at that point. They won the tag titles and said, we are going to take these tag team titles and put them on the desk of Vince McMahon. And then they did a spot where they lost them, and it was a big moment. And it's like, oh, okay, well, we get to keep those now. I thought that worked really well because they beat Balls Mahoney and Spike Dudley. And then Raven and Tommy Dreamer beat them for the titles in like 4 minutes. But I think that that is really good. Threat of doing exactly what it is that people claimed that he was doing 20 years ago. Which, looking back, was the title ugly? Yeah, it was ugly. Did he ruin anything? No, he didn't ruin anything. Come on. Steve Austin put a big skull on it, and you know, it had been smashed with a hammer in the past. And now everybody customizes their titles. Like, it's a common thing. It's a normal question. But now he's threatening to do the thing that people claimed he did, but not as far as hyperbole. You know what I mean? Like, people were being hyperbolic as far as saying John Cena was ruining pro wrestling then. But he's saying that he wants to do it now. He wants to take the WWE Championship and effectively kill its lineage and undermine its credibility. Now, within WWE, even though the big gold belt at times has been promoted a little bit more, the WWE Championship is the consistent. You can't trace the lineage of the Universal title or the current World Heavyweight title or the Intercontinental title or anything else back as far as the WWE Championship in that company, because other titles have been retired for periods of time. For some reason, neither of the tag team titles are the ones that Demolition had a few years ago. I do wish they'd fix that. For the love of God, Triple H, you make the rules. Fix the lineages. The World Heavyweight title that exists now can just be the one that was around 10 years ago or 12 years ago, and the WCW title. It's okay. You have the power to do that. The women's title from the days of WWF can be represented by one of the championships you have now. Just make it easier for us. I could go on the whole way, but this is the WWE Championship. This is the same championship by lineage that existed back in, what was it, 1963, 1964. Way back then. It was, I think, April 63. That's what he is threatening to undermine ultimately. Now, I mean, you could argue it was undermined when Vince McMahon won it, and then, you know, or whatever. How wild is it that Vince McMahon winning the world title wasn't even like the most controversial world title win within like the next year or so? My God. But at this point, I'm wondering why the hell ain't Cody just whipped his ass, man? And, you know, Cody is not shook by him. Cody is not scared by him, anything like that. But I thought that John Cena had a really strong segment here. I thought this was honestly the best part of the show. Matthew Hamm says, SRS, what's with these Europe shows lately? They've not been good. What's Triple H doing? I mean, listen, there is a lot of times when you have like 3 or 4 years, really strong years as a booker, and then it kind of flames out a bit. I don't know if that's going to be the case with him, but I mean, he really benefited from having the blood, inheriting the bloodline story and having a lot of branches to go off there. But far too often, what I have seen during this regime is you do have a really, really, really great top angle. You've got Cody finishing his story. You got the bloodline. You got Sami Zayn, all that stuff. You've got Cody and Cena. And then underneath, you've got a lot of stuff that isn't very satisfactory. Not exclusively, but a lot of times. And I feel like that's happening. By the way, if you want to get questions or statements in, send in a super chat, send in a humper chat. We would greatly appreciate if you did that. What are some planned matches for the U.S. and tag titles at Mania? Listen, friend, Matthew, I know that you know that unless I report it, I don't have WrestleMania plans. You have asked me that, but I do not know the answer to that. We did report today on FightfulSelect.com, the four-way for the IC titles. It seems like they are leaning heavily into fatal four-ways and stuff like that, like triple threat for the women's title, likely triple threat for Reigns, Rollins, Punk, fatal four-way for the IC. Oh my God, it's a lot. Hear anything about Ken Shamrock going into the Hall of Fame? I did not, but he deserves to be. Wonderful guy to do media with as well. Meat Normus says ribs were on sale and the package said extra meaty. Had to see for myself. Now let's crank. Imagine every sports logo spinning when they win a title. I'm sure plenty of people would love that. Like especially some of the talent, so to speak. The Usos defeated A-Town Down Under. This was a mystery opponent, or mystery partner, rather. And naturally, where they are in Glasgow, there's going to be speculation like throughout Europe in general. Like, could it be Joe Hendry? Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. He is still under a TNA deal for, gosh, the rest of the year, I believe, or at least most of it. But Jimmy joined Jay, and I'm like, okay, fine. You know they're getting the win over A-Town Down Under. But there was actually a lot I enjoyed about this match. Like, Jimmy had a great counter into a Samoan drop from when Grayson Waller does that roll into the ring and the jump up that he does. And although I liked the 1D and I was happy to see that back, I really liked the pop-up spear that Jimmy and Jay did. I thought that was really good. Now, this does pose the question, like, what's Jimmy going to do for Mania? Like, is he going to do anything? Personally, I wouldn't mind to see Ludwig Kaiser, like, try to interfere in the match, and then Jimmy yanks him out, does the reveal of his face. Like, you know, maybe Jimmy shows a little bit of jealousy heading into Mania. And we'll talk about that now, because after the match, Gunther attacked again. Changed the record, buddy. How many times are we going to see the same angle? One of them have a match, the other one attacks. Oh, we get it, man. We get it. Except this time, Jay slipped. And it was intentional because of the little botch that everybody was talking about last week. First off, who could give a shit? Stuff happens. People slip. People don't clear the top rope sometimes. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Come on now. Acting like that's justification for him not winning, or for him, like, he shouldn't have won the Royal Rumble because of that. Well, if anything, it shows he should have won the Royal Rumble. Tough to get that guy over the top rope, right? There you go. Prove yourself wrong. But I'm tired of seeing this every single week after their matches. You see the same thing. I do think it's a good idea, however, that Jimmy challenged Gunther. And Gunther just laughed at him. He's like, okay, sure. Somebody says, Sean, you just advocated for Jimmy to do another hoodie surprise. Hold on, I'll elaborate. Yes, I do want him to. I want it to be a meme. So, and again, Matthew Hamm, I do not have creative plans for people for Mania unless I have reported them. I'm sorry. I don't. But Jimmy slaps Gunther. And I love that. It adds some credibility. Got a lot of buzz. Helped hype the match for next week. Gunther's going to win. But what I would like to see is a little tease of some dissension between Jimmy and Jay again. Jimmy gets a little bit jealous. gets a little bit jealous, but it's all a ruse. It's all a ruse for Gunther to think that he's got the one up, because even though we haven't seen them together lately, he still has Ludwig Kaiser in his back pocket, right? Ludwig Kaiser comes in and interferes, but you see a hooded man at WrestleMania yank him out of the ring, and he pulls off the mask, and it's Jimmy again. Give me that! Give me that! I want another hoodie surprise with Jimmy Uso, but this time it's him. It's him. What's the term? Getting some retribution, some redemption. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see him get redemption for his brother, because he did cost his brother in that way. So why not help his brother win in that way? And then they hug, they celebrate. It's just them, Oos, day one-ish, all that stuff. They're buddies again. I would love to see this. Have Jimmy pull off the hoodie and it's another hoodie. Oh, God. This was also one of the things I enjoyed the most about the show. Ivy Nile vignette. Cool. Wish she'd win some matches. Book her to win some matches and the Creeds. Book her to win matches. It's all I want. New Day. They want the tag team titles. Well, it looks like we're finally getting some motion on that. I mean, my God, sometimes they have these tag titles off the show so much that I just kind of forget. And the original plan was to use them on TV more. But that didn't end up being the case. Go figure. Now, here's what I like. New Day beat LWO, they beat LWO, then they beat LWO. Those are their matches this year. Those are their matches this year. Now, they already faced the War Raiders like a whole bunch of times, but at least they've won some matches leading up to them saying, I want to be tag team champions. Good. You beat Rey Mysterio. You beat Dragon Lee. You beat Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde. Sure, I see that. Your history as champions justifies that. That's what I want to see more of. Absolutely what I want to see more of. Just Ricardo says, I need a Cena versus Tanahashi retirement match. That one ain't happening, buddy. That one is not happening. But I'll tell you what is happening. Great deals from our friends at Nord. If you aren't watching wrestling with NordVPN.com/Fightful, you are not watching wrestling in the best way. I know times are tough. Money is tight. NordVPN.com/Fightful can eliminate your cable bill if you just watch wrestling. You can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on Netflix by changing your virtual location with just one click. You can watch pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change that virtual location and get the prices they're getting overseas. In addition, all the wonderful features that we haven't even mentioned. But right now, you save big. 4 extra months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. By the end of this subscription, you're going to be saving money. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I know that right now the shows are on overseas and you don't necessarily need it for Raw. But on SmackDown, like if you want to watch those shows as they happen in the afternoon over the next couple weeks, get that NordVPN.com/Fightful. Like I know it's something that you guys think I just promote, but like if you don't want to do cable anymore and you just watch it for wrestling, there's no reason to not have Nord. The price of I think it's 2 years and 3 month membership is less than 1 month of YouTube TV. Like it is an insane deal. And on top of that, you can change your virtual location and get lower prices on pay-per-views as well. Well worth it, my friends. Check it out. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Update on Kiana James, Ilya Dragunov, and Julia. I haven't heard anything on Julia. Ilya, they felt was a bit ahead of schedule, but all that stuff can be touch and go. I ain't heard a peep about Kiana James. I haven't heard about her being at TV or anything. It's been completely quiet on her. All I can assume is that she has been injured. And again, that's me assuming, because they have not used her in, it was mid-June last year, the Money in the Bank qualifying triple threat. And before that, she got called up and she like won against Natalya. Like it went from them using her to not using her very quickly. I'm going to follow up on that. I am going to make a note of that. And because Kiana James and Jack Perry are ones that you guys have been asking about a lot. And I see the Mina stuff. I'm working on it, guys. I will have a story on that this week on Fightful Select. I promise you. Speaking of stories this week on Fightful Select. So, did not know the Edge and Finn Balor story was going to blow up the way that it did. I'm going to provide you guys some context on that. Subscribers of Fightful Select and even regular viewers of Fightful probably won't be as surprised by this. They'll be like, oh yeah, it's that story you've been talking about dropping for a year and a half. So I found out that Vince changed a match on Mania 39 shortly after Mania 39. At the time, like many, I assumed it was the Cody-Roman match, but it wasn't. Cody even told me in like July of that year, he was like, no, they told me pretty early on I was losing. Like they were very transparent and forward about it. I said, okay, that's interesting. And I mentioned that to somebody in a conversation and they go, well, you know what it was, right? And I was like, well, how do you know? And they explained to me how they knew. And it was Edge and Finn Balor. And I was able to talk to some people in creative at the time. And the person who confirmed it to me said, listen, right now, I don't feel comfortable with you putting that out there because Vince is still involved in the company and this could greatly affect me to that person who, you know, did not want the close circle of which he believed that to be to, you know, affect them. And I had mentioned, they're like, you can mention that, you know, a match change, but let's hold off on this part. And I said, yeah, all right. I think it's probably been asked to me over 30 times in the year and a half after that, like on Q&As, on Twitter, on Discord. And finally, last week, a guy that's asked me three times, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll drop that story this week. I didn't know what like the people would be talking about Adam Copeland not putting people over all week. Like, I don't know. Nor do I give a shit if he puts anybody over or does or doesn't. But there were a whole lot of people that were like, Adam Copeland fed you that news. And I was like, fellas, I can't even get an interview with Adam Copeland. He does not like dirt sheets for whatever reason. He doesn't. Like I was told when I asked for an interview with him, like he doesn't do interviews with dirt sheets. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality of the situation. But it was definitely a tough day for people who claim that Fightful Select didn't have sources and then claim wrongly that Adam Copeland fed us a story. Go figure. But you can get cool stories like that over at FightfulSelect.com. Got a good one coming tomorrow. Mr. CJ Lilly says anything.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
More on the Alexa Bliss plans. She posted she was the Jason Baker today of Wyatt fame. Hope things start clicking when they are back in the States. They can't ignore the Rumble pop. So that's another story, Mr. CJ Lilly. And listen, I just want to say thank you to Mr. CJ Lilly, who always sends in super chats about Alexa. A lot of stuff got misrepresented and irresponsibly aggregated. That's why I'm always pushing Fightful Select. You'll get it straight from us and not third-hand Twitter accounts that don't care about veracity. But last week I was asked what's up with Alexa. And I was like, well, she was pulled from some WrestleMania week stuff. And then people took that and made the headline, Alexa Bliss pulled from WrestleMania week. No. She was pulled from World, which was later confirmed, and she could still be added back, but she is not injured. She's fine from what I understand. She's very happy, has a new contract, got along with everybody backstage, to my knowledge. I believe she will be integrated into the Wyatt story, but we had reported last week on Fightful Select that the Wyatts also have been out of action because Bo Dallas wasn't cleared. Now he is. I don't know when that will get kicked off. I have not heard of anything imminently. It wouldn't surprise me if it took till Mania or after to do something with them. But I know at one point they had considered a tag team title program, but I don't know what happened with that. Women's Intercontinental title match. Lyra Valkyria defeated Raquel Rodriguez. I thought they did pretty good in this match. I loved the big boot from Raquel. Really liked that. Lyra is being booked very strong throughout this. I don't need the tag team champion challenging or losing an IC title match. I just don't need it. It's a great win for Lyra, and that's great. But I don't need it either. Like, get me some contenders for the tag team titles instead. You got all these damn championships. Utilize them in that manner. Don't need that. That being said, Lyra, I figured she was probably poised for maybe Becky or somebody like that for Mania. I think that would be good. Bayley ended up making the save here, leads to KE775 saying, did they scrap Bayley Roxanne for Bayley Lyra? It is interesting that Roxanne has not been featured on main roster TV because she was planned, based on the people that I talked to come up. Like, what else can she do in NXT? Like, everybody was talking like it was a foregone conclusion that she was brought up. And since then, it's been crickets. Nothing. Now, also, Bayley was involved in some plans that didn't end up going through. I'll have more on that on Fightful Select eventually. But Bayley versus Lyra could be very good. I would be cool with that. I also wouldn't mind Bayley and Becky if Becky were to come back against Raquel and Liv. Wouldn't mind that. Because, I mean, you got a couple of the horsewomen. There's a lot of pieces that can go around there. KE775 says, women's division as a whole needs a massive shakeup post-Mania, with both Mania title programs feeling meh going into Mania. I'll tell you one of their issues, and it's something that I think AEW did really great with Megan Bain and Mariah May, and WWE did pretty well with Tiffany Stratton. I've mentioned this before. You have to make people feel like top talent immediately. Immediately. Lyra was kind of there. Lyra looked like she was going to belong, but then the push was maybe a little bit too hard. But when Jordan Grace, Julia, Stephanie Vaquer, Roxanne come up, they immediately got to be treated like a big deal. You have to treat them like they are a top talent. So, speaking of the women's division, Adam Pearce comes out and he's like, by the way, Rhea does not like have a say in this. This is not legally binding. Her signing a contract does not mean that I have to book her in this match. And Io's like, listen, I don't give a damn. I'll fight them both. And that gets a great pop. This crowd is not Brussels. That's for damn sure. And SmackDown's wasn't either. However, I will say this, that EO got treated very respectfully by this crowd. I didn't hear any what chants or anything like that. And then when she said, I'll fight them both, the crowd popped for her. Love that. I love that they're giving her the opportunity to cut these promos in English, things that Vince McMahon probably wouldn't have done. And I also like that Rhea and Bianca are treating her like the afterthought. That's a great story. Because listen, I wanted Bianca versus Rhea in a one-on-one match. You could argue that I treated her like an afterthought in that regard. I was like, listen, Io's great, but I would love to see Rhea and Bianca. And they are playing off of a lot of those feelings that fans and the audience had. Like, Io's always been like up here, like very formidable. Money in the Bank and the world title and a lot of stuff like that. But Rhea and Bianca have always just been like considered in a league of their own. And Io is not having that. She is not here for it. Now, Bianca is, I think, leaning into a lot of the obnoxious elements that she should be in a situation where the crowd's kind of booing her. Now, that being said, like Rhea, if you were Rhea, you could say, you know, maybe I should get a rematch, but like not much happened to facilitate such a rematch, right? Like, there wasn't a lot that she took her eye off the ball. That's it. Wasn't Bianca or Io's fault. Now, you could say that if I were Adam Pearce, I would go, well, Io had an idea. She'll give you your rematch since you gave her one as well. And then you could just have Io over there smirking and saying, there you go, shut up. Really liked the brawl here that unfolded. But Bianca being a special guest ref, we don't get enough of that. We don't get enough special guest referee matches. I mean, do you remember like when they added that to the video games way back in my day? That was a big deal. That was like a whole thing. And also, I can't wait to see what kind of referee gear that Bianca Belair makes herself. Because you know it's going to be good. She takes great pride in that. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. Oh, boy. So, the Grande Americano vignette. I thought it was great in concept and weird in execution. First off, there was a bunch of AI slop on there. Get out of here with that. Slop. Don't need AI stuff. So the Gulf of America thing, where they say he hails from the Gulf of America, that could be looked at as one of two things. WWE going in like a MAGA direction, or two, them playing off of how stupid and ridiculous it is to even give a shit about changing the name of something like that. You know what I mean? It was. All right. And I know for them, they're like, one of two things happened. Some people there probably thought, this is funny. We're playing off of how dumb this is. Or they thought, this will get some heat. I guess. I mean, people will forget about it next week, but we see backstage, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee talk about Chad Gable talk about Grande Americano, and Adam Pearce says that he is signed to the company now. Chad Gable comes up and he's sick, like the chicken Mean Girls. Can't remember her name, but he's effectively like, I'm sick. Karen, that's who it was. Karen Smith. So while I'm interested in how this will go, I didn't realize how many times I've seen a story like this, like Hulk Hogan and Mr. America and Elias and Ezekiel, Andre and the Giant Machine, Christopher Daniels and Curry Man, Ethan Page and Karate Man, the Conquistadors even, La Luchadora, Suicide and everybody in TNA. Like, we have seen this angle like 10 times across a number of years. It's been a lot. Will he pull it off and make it entertaining? Yeah, I'm sure he will. But it's like, we have seen this a lot. And like, if you want to take the Super Machine Andre thing, like, Hologram and Harleygram, for the love of God, is going on right now. Mexico with the Sin Cara thing is a little bit different, because that was just a phony. That was just, it wasn't Junico pretending like he wasn't the fake Sin Cara. You know what I mean? That was Luis. We should do, that's a great idea for Fightful Presents. Luis, we need to draw up the connections between Mexico, Sin Cara, and all of those and explain all of them. That would be a really good one. Blue Blazer. Like, there's a lot of them, guys. Like, now we're at like a dozen. It's happened a lot. And it's okay. What's, you know, what's new is old again, or what's old is new again, blah, blah, blah. He had a match with Dragon Lee. He won. Okay. Cool. It is what it is. I think that he'll perform great in this spot. There's nothing new in wrestling, though, Sean. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Completely incorrect. Also, I do like that he unmasked Dragon Lee in order to pin him. That is a good old reused heel tactic that I am all for. I love it. But I'm looking at this and I go, the execution ain't there for me yet. Not liking it yet. I like Chad Gable. And yeah, Ryan says ends at WrestleMania with him being unmasked, so that's not too long. Yeah, you do like a mask versus mask match or something, but it's just like, well, you got to go into those elements of it. Those elements of it. Let me tell you some elements that I like, my friends. Where's this banner? Where's this banner? Look at that. Ketone.com/Fightful. The founders of Ketone are ex-Stanford engineers who got a Department of Defense contract from their work. Ketone IQ is high-performance energy, a clean shot of energy with no sugar or caffeine, and they recently just launched Ketone IQ plus caffeine, which is 5 grams of ketones plus 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea, and it tastes great. But I've been using the non-caffeine version for the last, I think, month and a half. I wanted to scale back on my caffeine, but I wanted to keep my energy up, especially when there are some days I'm working wake to sleep on news stories, podcasts, covering wrestling, trying to fit in a workout when I'm not feeling great, when I'm feeling sluggish or tired. Ketone IQ has been helping me out a lot lately. I've tried a lot of different things, a lot of different supplements to focus, and Ketone IQ really dials me in. I highly recommend this stuff, and you can save 30% off your first subscription order and get a free 6-pack of Ketone IQ right here, my friends, when you use ketone.com/Fightful. Pro athletes, Olympic athletes, Some top UFC fighters all use this. It is fantastic stuff. Ketone IQ at ketone.com/Fightful. Wonderful company. CM Punk comes out and cuts a promo. He got in Punk loves his references, right? He loves his references to other moments. You know, he eats the muffin or whatever it might be up on the presser stage after he did it before. He says, I still work with children. The thing that lost me on this promo was CM Punk having the balls to say, well, I showed up tonight, and even though they couldn't fire up the jets and get here, I was here. I'm like, yeah, all right. Like, man, what are we doing? You miss shows all the time. Like, in fact, you weren't on last week's Raw, and Seth Rollins said the same thing about you. Did you watch? What's going on here? And he's like, well, you know what? I'll be here the next time they're here. And I'm like, Seth said that too. Seth was at least on Good Morning Football. He did a great job, by the way. Get your thumbs ups in, by the way, guys. In the words of a man who went viral this week, we got to do at least 10,000. I want at least 10,000 likes on this. Is that so much to ask? K775 says, you have a prediction 26 days out for Rollins, Punk, Roman. Went Seth, but expecting Roman, Punk due to Heyman interference. I could see Punk winning and the favor, that being the favor from Heyman. Because if EO wins, I don't know if they'll do the Seth sneaking in and winning thing as well. Seems like Seth could end up getting pinned in that one. Seems like it. Leave a thumbs up and Sean will put his face in a bowl of ice. Card subject to change. We had a former host who said if CM Punk ever actually fought that he would eat a hat. And I got him to at least gnaw on a hat on the air. A reminder, guys, if you like FightfulSelect.com, we got another review at 10 p.m. Eastern over there, Sour Grabs. But if you want to hang out here on the free end of things at YouTube, that's great. I reviewed WWE 2K25 player ratings last week. We've got a new LJN video dropping this week. Spoke to Evan Husney of Dark Side of the Ring. Had an interview with Brian Danielson drop. We have the new Fightful Presents about Heroes of Wrestling, the worst wrestling event ever. We had interviews with Mark Briscoe, Robert Stone, Scott D'Amore, Natalya. All kinds of cool stuff over here at Fightful. All the different stuff on whatever tab you click on. Videos, shorts, live. We're really working on that. We're making some big changes to our Facebook, to our Instagram, to our TikTok. So go follow those, my friends. But yeah, I'm going to go with Roman ending up winning. That's what I think. Jimmy Fears closed Miss Elizabeth. He has that one too, just so you know. So, FightfulSelect.com reported this afternoon the direction for WrestleMania. The Intercontinental title match, as of this week, was scheduled to be Braun Breaker, Penta, Finn Balor, and Dominic Mysterio. And that played out today. So I'd reported that, and I had also said today, you know what? Penta challenging for the IC title is exactly what I want in wrestling. Penta, guy who has won a lot. Braun Breaker, champion who wins a lot. They fight. One of them wins. And then everybody said exactly what would happen and what we all knew would happen. Well, Finn Balor and Dominic are probably just going to get involved. And they did. It was painfully predictable. after a very solid match. I had heard somebody saying, or one of my friends called me and they said that, I can't remember who it was, said, well, I don't know if Bron Breakker should be facing people like Penta. He might be too green. And I'm like, what? He's been wrestling on TV for 3.5 years. This is not new. Bron Breakker is young and young-ish in the game, but he has been wrestling on TV for 3.5 years. You absolutely want him facing people like Penta. And it was good, it was solid, and it was an absolute dog shit ending to a show. It was 2017 to 2019 WWE drivel to end a show. And you had seen Dominic interacting with Liv backstage, and he wants Penta to join the Judgment Day. And Penta throws the chair to him and kicks him. And I'm like, another DQ finish? That's what you closed the show out on? I would have rather the show ended with John Cena peering at Cody Rhodes or something like that. And somebody says, if John Cena didn't have to go film movies, do you think he and Cody would be final segment? If that's the reason, you can't ask John Cena to hang around for 3 hours. I don't buy it, man. Dan says, Sean, get to watch you live for once here in Ireland. Well, that was the aim of doing these live after these. We'll get a few less viewers, but by God, I want our wonderful viewers in the UK to get the same opportunity that the US viewers do. What do you think the Irish wrestlers will do at Mania? Finn, Sheamus, Lyra, possibly Becky. I think there's a good chance Becky doesn't do anything. I think there's a chance that Lyra faces Bayley now. If not, I would like Bayley and Becky against the tag champs. Sheamus, if they wanted to expand the IC title match to include Sheamus, I guess. But right now, I don't know that there's a fit. And Finn will be in that IC title match. That's what's going on there. Heading down the home stretch, get in those super chats and humper chats. This end of the show sucked. Not the talent's fault. They did everything they were supposed to. But it's like these DQ endings are so unsatisfying, and this is after they were very satisfying for quite a long time. Terry Allen Jr. says, Raw songs you could reuse. I would do Thorn in Your Eye every day. I know a lot of people love Union Underground, Across the Nation, all that stuff, but I was so sick of that song by the time they got rid of it. I didn't like Nickelback, and then they picked up Nickelback for 3 years. I was like, ugh. I love like late 90s Nickelback, very good. The State with Breathe and Leader of Men, incredible songs. Not as much 2000 on Nickelback, but Thorn in Your Eye, I thought was the best one. Don't know the lyrics or anything. Papa Roach, they did theirs for 3 years. That was one of my least favorite Papa Roach songs. It's like the recurring theme of WWE theme songs. Enemies by Shinedown, that's one of my least favorite Shinedown songs. And maybe it's because I heard it every week for a year and a half. But like I enjoy all of those bands, but I'm like, damn, don't need that. And I don't think that Legendary or The Search or Born for Greatness or any of those. I honestly think that the Travis Scott song is probably the best Raw theme that I've heard since probably Across the Nation. Yeah. Somebody says, give me the dude from Nickelback with that other dude singing Hero. Josie Scott of Saliva, one of the greatest wrestling-centric bands ever, did Batista's theme, did a version of the Dudley's theme, which is incredible, wrote Ladies and Gentlemen, which was largely based on WrestleMania. They had Always, which was the theme song of Survivor Series 2002. I'm supposed to hopefully interview Josie Scott at some point. That's an interview I've long wanted to do, but to me, it's thorn in your eye. Got to be thorn in your eye. Guys, I appreciate you guys. If you don't mind, leave a thumbs up. Head over to the chat. We would greatly appreciate if you guys left comments or anything like that. I am back on Wednesday afternoon with The Hump, but you always have access to me on a variety of platforms, social media. I've got Twitter subscriptions that I do for a charitable cause where I drop a little notes, but FightfulSelect.com. I'm always in that Discord answering Q&A stuff. I am always answering your comments on the stories we do. Every single day, we have exclusive news. The only wrestling website in history to ever do that. And we do it at a price lower than everybody else's, just $6 a month. We would appreciate your patronage at FightfulSelect.com. Thank you guys so much. Until next time, my friends. Oh, whoa. Ryan says, any more Mako whispers for Stand and Deliver? I have not heard that, but that is certainly the hope. Somebody says, you all skipped super chats. Well, Mike, no, we didn't. And I'll tell you why I know we didn't. Because we have them all lined up right over here in this neat little tab. Bink, bink, bink. Oh, well, we did. Look at this. Luis. I owe you an apology, Mike. Sounds like Punk is saying the winner of the Triple Threat joining the main event of Cody Cena. No, absolutely not happening. Did not happen. Apologies, Mike. Luis, so help me God. Look at me, Luis. Look at me. Answer me in the chat, Luis. Look at that. He said, I had that on the document, Sean. I refuse to believe you. And if I change my tone, it means that I am wrong. And I don't want to do that right now. I want to look like a big man in front of my audience. So that's what I'm going to continue to do. Mike says, all good. Just didn't want to see Buddy get skipped. We already got people tap dancing on Luis's grave. Come on. Come on. Oh, my God, spilled water all over myself. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.